Of North Carolina.
Of city in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Want to say them all over again?
No, just a few.
Raleigh, Charlotte, Greensboro, Asheville.
Okay. Tennessee.
Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, Frank's Kentucky. What did I say? Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville are the three biggest ones.
And another one, just north.
Chattanooga.
Georgia.
Atlanta, Savannah, Macon, Augusta, Columbus.
Okay. Illinois.
Chicago.
Ohio.
Columbus, Toledo, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Kentucky.
Frankfort, Louisville, Lexington.
Okay. Missouri.
St. Louis, Jefferson City, Columbia.
Louisiana.
New Orleans, Baton Rouge.
Ten, and as you're talking about a length of distance, mm-hmm. 10 is as far as I could go that day.
10 miles? I'd be dead if I had to walk 10 miles.
No, I hope not. I'm reading Thomas Hardy's novels now.
Oh.
And these people walk all the time. I'm exhausted by the time I read. They walk from town to town, 20 miles. Just, for a visit, they walk 20 miles.
Imagine that.
You take a ruler and you...
Measure.
I don't know I want to do that.
Whether?
If someone offers you an apple, but you would prefer an orange, you would say, may I have an orange?
Instead, rather than an apple.
All right. Would you say instead of?
Yeah.
Probably, or instead.
Uh-huh.
Why do you like him? I like him. He's so funny.
Because?
Where we go on Sunday is the...
Church?
It seems he's always late.
It seems as if he is always late.
Would you ever say seems like?
And I said that so just casually. Mm-hmm. Seems like we ought to do this.
There is a saying, a biblical expression, what God hath together, let no man put
what God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
The minister's address in church is the
sermon.
We call the supreme being
God.
Now, do you know of any special ways that we would refer to him in a reverent way and in a profane way?
Well, in a reverent way, in prayer, you'd say our Father. I don't know. Profane way, except just taking the name of God in vain, just saying, oh God, I can't do that, or something like that.
All right. An organ gives us, in our church, gives us what?
Music.
And you might come out of church and say, why wasn't the music something today?
Beautiful or inspiring. Wonderful.
The evil one in our religion is?
Satan or the devil.
Right. Are there any other words you use to refer to him?
I don't think one at all.
Right. Another word for ghosts is?
Ghost. Can't think of one. Apparition.
Well, how would you refer to ghosts? Would you refer to them as ghosts?
Yes, I'd ask you if you'd ever seen a ghost. And you think of a ghost as a white, filmy-looking something scary.
All right. In a house where ghosts are supposed to be?
Haunted.
All right. It would be a...
Haunted house.
And if you're trying to say that it's not terribly cold today, but...
A little chilly.
You'd say it's
is.
Cold today.
It is chilly today.
It's...
And what did you
say? It's how cold? It's...
It's...
Would you say...
It's...
Rather cold?
I'd say it's awfully chilly. Awfully cold.
If it wasn't that cold, would you say...
Quite cold. Sort of cold. Sort of. We use that sort of and kind of a lot, don't we?
All right. Would you say sort of or
it's sort of cold today.
All right. I'll do it if you insist, but I'm really not.
Rather not.
When someone doesn't like to spend money, you say they're...
Stingy, or close, or tight.
And if you... My husband says this to me frequently. If you're trying to put something in a hole, and it won't go, and you push and push and push, someone might say, don't, or you'll break it.